Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Rabbi Harold Kushner, author of When Bad Things Happen to Good People, a book that has touched on the dilemma faced by people undergoing hardships. Rabbi, how is it that in a difficult moment, when we may be feeling sadness or anger or just feeling broken, or that life has been unfair to us in some fundamental way, how at such a time can we take comfort in God, who is supposed to be so kind?
David, let me answer your question at two levels, one affirmative, one negative. One way to find God comforting, and this is one of the important things I've tried to say in my written statements and when I go around speaking, is to get over the view that when we're suffering, it's because God wants us to suffer. I can't believe, when I see the varieties of human anguish that I have to deal with as a clergyman, I can't believe that God wants these things to happen. And so I would like to think that when we're hurting, God is at our side. He's not our enemy, he's our friend. He's not the source of our problem, but he's grieving and hurting with us, even as we are. He is the source of our ability to feel outrage and unfairness and even pain and compassion for another. I think the first thing you have to do to find God comforting is to realize that this wasn't his idea. He doesn't want you to be hurting like that. The other, in my book, I quote a Hasidic rabbi who over 100 years ago said, human beings are God's language. Where is God when we need him? I would like to believe that God comes to us in the incarnation of caring friends and neighbors. What gets us through the hard times? I suspect not so much our theology as our friends, other people reaching out to us. What we need to know is that we are not alone and we're not unworthy. One of the hard things about suffering, one of the really hard things about experiencing misfortune, is that when something bad happens to us, there is a crazy, irrational, compulsive corner of our mind which says to us, I must have done something bad and I deserve this. This is happening to me because I was a bad person. And now that my punishment is public, everybody will know I'm a bad person and they'll shun me. When people stay away from us in our grief, in our misery, they may understand that they're staying away because of their limitations. They can't handle seeing us hurt. We represent something threatening to us. The divorcee, for example, whose friends can't talk to her because she represents the incarnation of a fear that they can't handle, they may understand that it's their cowardice and their weakness which is keeping them away, but we don't understand that. We think that they're judging us and finding us not worthy of caring about. That's why it's so desperately important when we have been hurt that people gather around us, hug us, hold our hands, reassure us, and tell us that we are worth caring about and feeling sorry for.